I was lucky enough to meet and have a chat with BAFTA award-winning TV presenter Steve Backshall. He's presented thousands of TV programmes and travelled to hundreds of different countries around the world. He's probably best known, though, for presenting BBC TV programme Deadly 60, and he's been here in the Falklands. So I started off by asking him what he thought of it.
This is the first time that anyone on my crew has been down here, and that's quite rare for us. You know, we all travel the world making wildlife films. To find a place where one of us is there for the first time is unusual. To find a place where all of us, it's all fresh and new and exciting, is very, very unusual and a great privilege. And it's been so exciting. Every single thing that we came down here hoping to see, we've seen, and then some. The wildlife here is world class, absolutely world class, and we've had a great time and been very, very well. Everyone's been so kind to us and so welcoming as well. It's been fantastic.
So what have you actually been doing here?
We've been making a program over the last year called Deadly Pole to Pole. So we've been traveling from the Arctic Circle all the way down through the Americas, Central America, South America, until we get down to Antarctica. And it's been a massive project, a really big expedition that's had me and most of my team on the road for this whole year. And this has been the climax of the expedition, was coming down here to the Falklands and then carrying on to South Georgia and to Antarctica.
So as a presenter of Your Nature, you've obviously been around the world, you've visited hundreds of places, you've seen hundreds of different types of animals, deadly animals as well. What's the deadliest animal you'd say you've come across in this part of the world?
From Antarctica, the one key animal that we were hoping to film was the leopard seal, which is a predatory seal that has, there's so much that's unusual about its biology and its behaviour. It's almost like it fills the ecological niche that a polar bear would fulfill in the Arctic. It has a very high proportion of its prey, perhaps as much as 50% of its prey, is from other warm-blooded creatures, so from penguins and from seal pups. And it's one of the few animals in Antarctica that can potentially be dangerous to human beings. No point trying to film it from above the surface because they have a minimal exposure, just their nostrils and their eyes. You really don't see much when they're in the water. You have to get underneath the water, yeah, into their world. And diving alongside a jade green iceberg with a leopard seal flashing its teeth at you and coming and trying to bite your fins was nerve-wracking, to say the least, but extraordinary experience.
That's one thing that's always fascinated me whenever I've watched Deadly 60, is just how close you get to these deadly animals that could probably just kill you in an instant if they wanted to. What made you want to do this sort of TV presenting and make this sort of program?
I think people do have the fascination for sharks and spiders and scorpions and snakes and crocodiles. Those things have a universal fascination, even with people that don't necessarily realise that they're interested in wildlife. And having done one series and just figuring that would kind of be it, and then seeing that there was a really big reaction to it and people loved it, we've been doing it non-stop for the last 6 years.
In a roundabout way, your job is pretty similar to being in the military, in which you will go outdoors a lot, adventuring, experiencing all of these different things all over the world. Do you have any connections with the military? Any family members or any friends that are in the military?
I don't personally have any connections with the military, but I have some very, very good friends who are either in the military or have been in the military. One of my other very close friends is Andy Torbett, who used to do underwater explosive. He basically used to find explosive underwater, yeah, and, you know, detonate them. Probably the most nails human being I've ever met. Monty Hall's another guy who's a very close friend of mine, who's a fellow TV presenter who again was in the forces. I have so, although I wouldn't tell them to their faces, I have so much respect for them and what they've done. And an enormous amount of that comes from their military background.
And lastly, Steve, just before I let you go, to our military audience that are listening, do you have any messages for them?
Yes, I would say, you know, particularly here in the Falklands, you have such a fantastic opportunity here. And, you know, I know everyone I've met here considers themselves to be so, so lucky to be here. Obviously, everyone in the UK owes you all a tremendous debt of gratitude. And I'm very, very glad that I've had a chance today to come here, speak to some of the kids, and, you know, maybe show a little of that gratitude for myself, and the same for my team as well.
Amazing. Well, thank you for talking to me.
Very welcome.